Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think, right? And it really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Kip got deported this last week because of the ridiculousness that he's put forth on the show. We got him deported.
Got deported.
He worked his way back in the country, unfortunately, just in time.
Just in time for the show?
Yeah.
Okay. Got deported. I did get a quick hearing, and I got back in yesterday.
Well, you have been out of the country. You've missed a lot this last week.
Yeah, it's been a busy sports week. It's good to catch up, talk of sports for an hour. Enjoy coming on here.
We've got new head coaches at Ware County. We've got a new head coach at Pierce County. Colquitt looks like that they're still looking for a coach, and looks like Rocky Hidalgo, the Glenn coach, won't be that coach.
Okay. There's been a lot of changes in high school football. Jason Strickland, good hire for Ware County. Good, solid football coach. Going to do well there. He goes to where he walks into a stacked roster at Ware County. Castellanos kid, a quarterback, a prodigy. 3 years left
in
high school.
He was a freshman last year.
He's already taking recruiting trips. I saw him in some UGA gear at a UGA camp last week. And wow.
They're going to win a state championship with him at quarterback.
I think they will. He's one of those, you know, you have certain kids that come through a program and they're like, you know, once in a generational type talent. And that's what he is over there at Ware County. And good hire for Ware. Who'd Pierce hire?
Pierce hired Ryan Herring from Alabama, Oxford, Alabama.
Okay. He says he's like 50-21, five playoff appearances.
He spent six seasons at Oxford, 50-21 in those six seasons, two region championships, five playoff appearances, the deepest run he's had, I think, three different times. They got to the third round.
Okay.
So that's the guy that Pierce County is bringing in to replace Jason Strickland. All in all, this will be his fourth head coaching stop. He's got 96 total career wins.
Pierce is a good place. We talked about it on the way down here this morning. Football-wise, that's not a very strong region, that AAA region. Pierce, year in and year out, should win that region championship in football. You know, they could compete on the state level. Sean Pender built that program over there.
Yes, he did.
And then Jason Strickland came in after Coach Pender came to Brunswick High, and, you know, it's been a progress. You know, came over there, they weren't doing anything. Coach Pender built it till they were like a contender region championship team every year, first, second round of the playoffs. And then, you know, he leaves and goes to Brunswick. Strickland comes in, you know, has a tough first year, gets them to the third round last year in the playoffs, and he gets a dream job at Ware County. You're set up to win. You can set up the win over there because the program's been built, and you can come in and compete right away there.
There was a period for a couple of weeks during the football season where Pierce County was the number one team in my power rankings, my area power rankings during high school football.
I had totally forgot about that garbage that you call power football rankings, and you just reminded us. Wow.
They were number one
Absolute.
In the area.
Absolute. You could just tear that up and throw it out in the goat pen, and the goats will eat that every Saturday, your football power rankings.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Edwin Watts Golf.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons, drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenisles pharmacy.com.
So I find it interesting that you're ripping on my top 10 power rankings.
Your power rankings
when they ended up being pretty legit when it got to be playoff time. See, that's kind of how this goes. You know, I say something that's ahead of the curve, something that you just can't wrap your brain around because you're such an old school sports fan. And then when it comes to pass and I actually ended up being right down the road, you know, then you don't want to give credit where credit's due.
You had Bullock Academy ranked ahead of Fredericka, state championship Fredericka. When Fredericka beat them by like 40 points, you still had them ranked ahead of Fredericka. That's all people need out there in radio land need to know about your power pole.
But Fredericka did end up ranked ahead of Bullock.
Yeah, the end of the season. But you just after the regular season game last year, when Fredericka blew out Bullock Academy by like, what was it, like 58 to 13 or some score like that, you still had Bullock Academy ranked ahead of Fredericka Academy in your power poll, right or wrong?
I'd have to go back and look.
Oh, you have to go back and look. I mean, that's, if you ever notice, listening audience, we always have to go back and check the data. But when he's right about something, you don't have to check anything. That's how we work on this show.
We'll get our Twitter questions out of the way from last week. Will the Florida Gators, Felipe Franks, win the Heisman Trophy? I don't really know what our listening audience was doing this week, but I can't lie to you about the results. The results of this question, will Felipe Franks win the Heisman Trophy? 75% of our listening audience says yes.
Wow. What is this, a middle school? Is it a middle school football league?
I'm just telling you what it is. And then who is the biggest spin doctor on this show? 50-50, Jason Bishop, Kip Branch.
Hmm. Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, you worry more about what people think than I do. It's what people think is what people think. You can't change their opinions one way or the other. They're going to think what they want to think.
So up in Glenn County, there was a meeting to let's keep Rocky Hidalgo at Glenn Academy. Fans come out, supporters came out to show their support for Rocky Hidalgo not taking another job that he has been heavily rumored to be involved in. And it looks like that he's not going to take that job, even if it's offered to him. But I don't think it's going to be offered to him anyway. So I think this is really much ado about nothing.
So, yeah. Much to do about nothing. I know the man's done well at Glenn Academy. 49-17 at Glenn Academy, 4 straight region championships. But you know, when you are successful, the big schools are going to come calling, and big schools meaning there's some big jobs in the state of Georgia. 7A, you know, like Colquitt. Historical programs like Valdosta, Lowndes, and you got the Atlanta schools, you know, that have some tradition. But that's one of the big schools, and Coach Rock's building something. He's built something at Glenn Academy, and people around the state are taking notice. People around the state are taking notice more than the people that come to football games on Friday night at Glenn County Stadium.
True story. You know, some of those people that were showing up and yelling at the administration about finances, that there needs to be more money for the assistant coaches and the head coaches to make it more competitive, to be on par with some of these bigger programs. Some of the people that were screaming and shouting about that, never did I see them Friday night at a football game. Not one time. What are you doing?
I'm sending a message to my wife on Facebook Live.
We're doing a show.
My bad. I mean, you were talking, man. I wasn't bothering you.
This is what I deal with. This is what I do.
Wasn't bothering
he's
you, man.
He's making hand signals to people on Facebook Live while I'm talking, doing a show, and he's supposed to be paying me attention.
I am paying attention.
Not a lick.
I'm hearing what you're saying.
Not a lick of any attention being paid to me.
Oh, my goodness. But Coach Hidalgo, people aren't coming to the games at Glenn County.
And now he's just going to jump back in like he was listening.
I mean, they're not. Let's face it. I mean, this is an indictment on sports in Glenn County. People need to come to the sporting events.
End of story.
Termite season is here, and here's a fact. Homeowners insurance does not cover termite damage. That could mean you having to pay thousands to undo damage from these pests. Or you could call Peachtree Pest Control for a termite inspection, and if the pros at Peachtree Pest Control need to treat your home for termites, you will receive $100 off the treatment. Online at PeachtreePest.com or 912-265-9700.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza Downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead. Online at foxespizzadowntown.com and keep up with specials on Facebook.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. After losing head football coach Jason Strickland to Ware County, the Pierce County Bears have ended their coaching search and made a hire. Ryan Herring of Oxford, Alabama will take over as the Bears head coach. Herring was 50-21 in 6 seasons at Oxford with 2 region championships and 5 playoff appearances. Herring is 96-52 overall as a head coach. Pierce will be the 4th stop as a head coach for Herring. He also coached at Lincoln and Shelby County in Alabama. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, Spider X putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. Virginia, Texas, and the network was wondering who they pissed off to get such a non-prestigious final. AMC is launching another Walking Dead show in 2020. AMC, let it go.
Let it go.
Walking Dead made you relevant for a minute, but it's over. Chris Davis, would a single kill you? We now know why LeBron was unable to get the Lakers to the playoffs. It was Magic's fault. Dwayne Wade not able to jump up on the scorer's table. Yep, time to call it a retirement. The New Jersey Devils have the #1 pick in the NHL draft. The NHL is still around? Who knew? Braves pitchers, stop sitting next to Julio Teheran on the bench.
Please.
He's rubbing off. Is there any golf tourney better than the Masters?
None.
Get ready. The NBA playoffs are here for the next 6 months. Winter is here. And these are my thoughts.
All right. Something hit me wrong with this Week in Review. All right. I'm going to go ahead and say it. How dare you try to blame anything going on with the Los Angeles Lakers on Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson is royalty in L.A.
Wasn't he the person in charge?
He brought LeBron in.
And then?
And then LeBron couldn't deliver on a championship. Magic delivered five of them.
You gave him a crap roster that you constructed. You brought in the best player on the planet, hoping that he could turn around that roster to a playoff team, which even LeBron couldn't do. You botched the Anthony Davis trade. You got him absolutely no help whatsoever. The scoring load was completely on him. He went out for 17 games, and your team barely won two games.
How dare you blame anything with the Los Angeles Lakers? It's
either LeBron or Magic, and it wasn't LeBron's fault.
It is LeBron's fault.
Mm.
Don't ever utter the words "Magic is the problem in L.A." ever again on this show.
I'm just telling. I'm telling you the truth. He was the guy in charge.
No, he's not anymore.
I know. There's a reason.
There is a reason, because it's LeBron James. Can't deliver like the Magic Man could in L.A. Five, baby. Five NBA titles.
As he holds up his hand with five fingers. Five. Showing you how many championships.
How many new championships has LeBron won? Three
with more coming.
Five. Magic won five in the 80s Lakers are where the team of the decade. I'll take any 80s Laker team over any team LeBron's ever played for.
As would you as an old school Herschel Walker.
Yeah.
Okay. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Jessup Furniture, Peachtree Pest Control, and by Georgia Sea Grill.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you're buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in the Sea Palms Resort or call us at 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at go@seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Tomorrow night, the television event of the century.
What is that?
Game of Thrones.
What is that? Tell me. What is that?
Get out of my studio.
Tell me. Give me. What is it? I might tune in. Tell me what it is. Does it come on after the Masters? What time does it come on? I'm asking. Don't go silent on me, man. You want me to get you some water? Are you having trouble talking?
Game of Thrones final season premieres tomorrow night on HBO.
How many seasons has it been on?
Winter is here.
What year is this on Game of Thrones?
Season 7.
Wow. Where have I been?
That's a really good question. Still living in the 80s.
I'm not living in the 80s. I mean, I'm not a millennial. I just don't watch shows like that. But if it's good, I might give it a look, man. Tell me about it.
Tied for first in the Masters at 7-under. Olthuthusen, Scott, Molinari, Jason Day, Brooks Koepka. I'm not wasting my time with this with you.
That's a good leaderboard.
It is a good leaderboard.
Oosthuizen, Jason Day. I mean, Louis won a Masters before. Jason Day's won a all five of them guys have won majors, haven't they?
Yes, it looks. Yeah.
So you've got a star-studded leaderboard at the Masters, and who's at 6-under?
Tiger Woods.
Tiger 6-under.
Dustin Johnson.
Dustin Johnson. All these guys, man. This is going to be. It could be a. This could go down as a classic Masters this weekend.
You know, you said before the show started that the Masters was shaping up to be one of the best ever. I actually agree with you.
It is. I mean, look at that leaderboard.
Today's going to be a big day.
Yeah, I'm going to be watching, too.
Today's going to be a big day, huge day for these leaders, because everybody's kind of bunched up. Get some separation. Set yourself up for a Sunday afternoon run, and see what happens.
Tiger caught fire yesterday on the back nine.
Tiger really reminds me a lot of myself on the golf course.
Okay. I'm glad you feel that way, because I don't see the resemblance, but if you say so. I mean, Tiger looked good out there. He was throwing darts yesterday. Threw a dart at 12 for from five feet on the par three. Made the only birdie on the course yesterday at hole 11. I mean, he's looking like the Tiger that we've been accustomed to seeing a decade or so ago.
Just so you know, Tua Tagovailoa.
What is it? Tagovailoa?
His surgery went well, and he says he'll be back to 100% by football season.
Okay, there's nobody back behind him now to bail him out when the going gets tough. So
what is
better.
It? Tagovailoa?
Because the guy that bailed him out in Atlanta is at Oklahoma now. Competing, is he competing for the job, or are they anointing him as the quarterback?
I would imagine that he's got to compete, but that's probably just informality.
Yeah,
wouldn't you think?
I would say so. I would think that he would come in and be the starter. Jalen Hurts, you transferred to Oklahoma. He's just got 1 year left, or two.
Hurts?
Yeah,
I think he's got two.
Wow,
I think. I'll look that up when we go to break.
Yeah, that's he could be a factor out there. Oklahoma's going to be good. Alabama will be good. It's going to be Clemson's going to be great with Trevor Lawrence. Go ahead. When is he coming out? After his junior year, probably he'll be the number one pick in the draft. So teams next in the after the 2020 season, if you're struggling, you're sitting there around 2-10, you might just start losing, just so you can finish and get that first pick. It'll be the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes in 2020 who can stink it. 2021, who can stink it up the worst.
On the other side of the break, we've got Kip's butt hurt list, which has become very popular. We'll talk NBA playoffs. We'll also talk Julio Tehran.
We love that.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates! The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Guys, make sure you get Mother's Day right. Your mom was your first special lady, and Mother's Day is right around the corner. Don't freak out. Go to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. No matter your budget, they have you covered. No better way to say thank you than something special from Cunningham Jewelers. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
We'll go ahead and get the sponsors out of the way so that Kip can have his segment.
My segment.
And the this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch, brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty, by Nat's Landing, and by Cunningham Jewelers.
We've got these reads all mixed up here today. Let's see.
This one would be Sea Palms Realty.
I read that last segment. So
Peachtree Pest Control.
All right.
Awesome.
Awesome. Termite season is here, and here's a fact. Homeowners insurance does not cover termite damage. That could mean you having to pay thousands to undo damage from these pests. Or you could call Peachtree Pest Control for a termite inspection. And if the pros at Peachtree Pest Control need to treat your home for termites, you will receive $100 off the treatment online at peachtreepest.com or 265-9700.
Okay. Your butthurt list.
All right, checking in at number five this week, the Boston Red Sox. They're 5-9, Jason. They're 6 games out of the AL East. Red Sox off to a horrible start, defending world champions. Things aren't looking good right now in Beantown.
They're bad.
They're bad right now.
They're pitching. You were looking at me. I guess you were wanting some type of feedback. Their pitching has not been good. And that's been the thing that has come back to really get them.
Number four checking in this week, also from the AL East, the New York Yankees. They're 5-8. They're only a half game ahead of the Red Sox. 5.5 games back of the division leading Tampa Rays. Yankees off to a horrible start as well.
Tampa's the only team in that division that's over 500.
They are. They are doing well. All that money that the Yankees and the Red Sox put on payroll, and they're sitting here right now, wow, combined 7 games under 500.
What's the Rays payroll?
It's a fraction of those two.
I'm willing to bet that you could probably put the Rays payroll, multiply it by 10, and still not quite be where the Yankees and Red Sox are combined.
In fact, the Rays are a team that are in contention a lot, and they end up dumping high salaries at the trade deadline just about every year, and they still somehow stay in contention.
Player.
They do. They do a good job, but that's the difference between small market and big market teams. Number three checking in this week, the Los Angeles Clippers. Let me tell you why, Jason.
Yeah.
They're 48-34. They're the number 8 seed in the playoffs. If they were in the East, they'd be like a 4 or 5 seed. What do you get out west? You get the Golden State Warriors in the first round of playoffs. You 14 games above 500. Number 8 seed out west. And what do you get for having a fantastic season? The Golden State Warriors in the first round.
Are they supposed to be afraid of the Warriors?
Yeah, they're afraid of the Warriors. They're not beating the Warriors in the playoffs. So basically they've had a great season. For what? To get beat in 3?
They're the only L.A. team that's in the playoffs.
They are. Number 2 team this week had a dream season, the Denver Nuggets. They're sitting here at 54-28. They scrap out the number 2 seed out west. And what do you get for that? You stare at Greg Popovich and the San Antonio Spurs in the first round.
This is a good point.
That's what you get in the first round of the playoffs. You're staring at all that championship experience, and Nuggets haven't been good in a long time, so you have a great season, a transitional season. What do you get in return for it? You get Pop in the Spurs in the first round. That could be an upset. I don't know if people would call that an upset.
I would.
Yep. And number one.
Because I deal in reality.
You deal in reality. And number one, NBA playoffs, we're going to have a segment about that. We're sitting here, and there's no Los Angeles Lakers to be found.
He couldn't resist.
And they're butthurt about it. Magic resigned on the last game of the season.
Couldn't resist.
There was a method behind that. That's telling the Los Angeles Lakers organization, you didn't give me the resources that I needed to get this thing done out in Los Angeles. You're going to sit here and you're going to blame Magic, but Magic Johnson, obviously, he's trying to send the world a message, and he's sending the L.A. Lakers organization a message that you could have went about this a little bit different. Bus family, LeBron James coming in here acting like a prima donna and, you know, popping a hamstring and complaining behind the scenes. The players don't want to play with him. So y'all want to blame Magic? That's fine, but Magic Johnson is Laker royalty. He was trying to do this thing the right way. Wasn't given what he needed to have to get it done, so he left it at the altar. LeBron, this is your mess now. You clean it up. Los Angeles Lakers, butt hurt.
Let me tell you some facts about Magic Johnson, just so we're aware of this.
Okay.
Remember that talk show that he was going to do, the Magic Hour? Didn't really go the way he wanted. He quit halfway through. Remember when he was the Lakers coach and that season really wasn't going the way that he wanted to do midway through the year? He quit. Remember the time he was a general manager of the Lakers and things weren't really going the way he wanted to go? And after the first season, one season, he quit.
You remember that time in the 1980s when Magic was the centerpiece of five NBA championships? Guess what? He didn't quit.
I'm just telling you, post-basketball,
guess what?
Anytime that something hasn't gone his way,
yeah,
he takes his ball and he goes home.
Guess what? 1980, a rookie comes into the league.
We're still doing 1980s Kareem, on the show.
Kareem was hurt, and they needed somebody to play center in the NBA Finals, and you put your point guard at center, and he leads you to an NBA championship.
Can we get Herschel Walker booked on the show, please?
Well, we can get Herschel on here if we need to. LeBron couldn't do that. I'm just saying.
He couldn't.
Don't ever
he couldn't
come
do
on
what?
This show again and try to blame the L.A. Lakers' misfortunes on Magic Johnson.
He was the guy in charge.
No,
who else
you
am I
blame
to
that
blame?
On the superstar you brought in to save the planet. Obviously, he's broken down and he can't get it done. Nobody wants to come in and play with him. People on the teammates hate him. Nobody, you know, his Lakers.
They hate him because they stink. And he was trying to get them out so he could get a better player. His next best player is Lonzo Ball.
The
second best player on that team is Lonzo Ball. Who's responsible for that?
I'll give you this.
Magic Johnson. Who drafted Lonzo Ball? Magic Johnson drafted Lonzo Ball.
You can talk about Magic all you want. This is the thing. You know, I respect LeBron for this. D-Wade retired this week. LeBron was at his last game, at the last home game, and, you know, they had a nice send-off ceremony for D-Wade. And, you know, LeBron knows that without D-Wade, he doesn't win any rings at all. Get that one little ring at Cleveland he got a couple years ago. But LeBron showed proper respect by going there and paying his homage to D-Wade, because without D-Wade, he's sitting here with one ring instead of three.
That's going to break.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. After losing head football coach Jason Strickland to Ware County, the Pierce County Bears have ended their coaching search and made a hire. Ryan Herring of Oxford, Alabama will take over as the Bears head coach. Herring was 50-21 in 6 seasons at Oxford with 2 region championships and 5 playoff appearances. Herring is 96-52 overall as a head coach. Pierce will be the 4th stop as a head coach for Herring. He also coached at Lincoln and Shelby County in Alabama. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Termite season is here, and here's a fact. Homeowners insurance does not cover termite damage. That could mean you having to pay thousands to undo damage from these pests. Or you could call Peachtree Pest Control for a termite inspection, and if the pros at Peachtree Pest Control need to treat your home for termites, you will receive $100 off the treatment. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals. Featuring Callaway's new Epic Flash Woods, Apex Irons, and Odyssey Stroke Lab putters. Cobra's new King F9 Speedback Woods and F9 Speedback Irons. And Strixon's Forged Irons and Z-Star Balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
We're currently putting on the Twitter question of the week. It'll be up momentarily. Did Magic Johnson get LeBron to come to L.A., or did LeBron choose the Lakers on his own, regardless of Magic?
You ask all them little bogus questions all you want to, man. The issue is, who shoulders the blame in L.A.? Y'all want to sit here, you LeBron Kool-Aid drinkers. Y'all want to blame everything on Magic. Oh, it's Magic's fault. He drafted Lonzo Ball. LeBron wasn't going anywhere he didn't think he could win right away. I guarantee you that.
Which is my whole point. LeBron chose. It didn't matter that Magic was there. LeBron was going to the Lakers regardless.
And so you just answered my question. Whose fault is it the Lakers didn't win?
Magic.
It's LeBron's. Because, like
How
you
is
said,
it? Okay.
LeBron.
Explain it to me.
Well, he went there. He knew. He thought he could win with this team. And he got there. Nobody wanted to come out there and play with him. Why does he always have to have some? Why does he always have to have like somebody, another superstar, to come in and tote him to get a championship? He had it
in Miami.
He got
tote LeBron.
Yeah, I mean LeBron. Oh, so he needs some help. He needs somebody to come in and play with. You know. Wow. Yeah, man, you done got me started talking about some Magic. It's Magic's fault. The Lakers.
I don't know who else. Where
Magic's
else the blame
fault.
Supposed
Magic
to
ain't
go?
Played basketball in 20 years. He don't get on the court. He don't score baskets anymore. All Magic does is look up in the rafters at the Staples Center and see them 5 banners that he hung up there. That's all Magic does. I mean, what else does he have to do in L.A.? I mean, LeBron, he just came to town. I mean, obviously. Elgin Baylor comes, Magic comes, Kareem comes, Kobe comes, Shaq comes. All you got, all these superstars, Jerry West that's come through the Lakers, they all come to the Lakers as the best player in the league, and Wilt Chamberlain, and they deliver championships. LeBron James going to be the only superstar that's ever chosen to come to Los Angeles and not deliver a title. Thank you.
Our next question. Our two questions of the week that are up currently. Is it a good idea to break up with your fiance via text?
That's not a good idea. I mean, what about a telephone call? Is that better? No.
That's currently up on our Twitter.
A text.
Is it a good idea to break up with your fiance via text? In case you're missing the reference point, Rory McIlroy, who was dating Caroline Wozniacki, they were engaged, and that's what Rory did to end his engagement to her.
She's a tennis player, though. She might have been, you know,
She might have been playing a top,
Roy's on the road all the time. She's on the road. They might not have seen each other. I don't know. Why are you piling up on Rory right now? First it was Magic. Now you want to get on Rory? Rory just won the Players' Championship.
Did Magic Johnson get LeBron James, or did LeBron choose the Lakers? That's also on our Twitter question of the week. You can find those at Bishop_show on Twitter. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch brought to you by Fox's Pizza and by Georgia Farm Bureau.
Some insurance companies seem to think you're only worth 15 minutes of their time. At Georgia Farm Bureau, they know better. Your local Farm Bureau agent will take the time to make sure your coverage is exactly what you need. Georgia Farm Bureau offers a wide range of insurance products, including auto, home, and life, along with fast, fair claim service. They are dedicated to providing you the service you deserve, the expertise you expect, and the peace of mind you need. Come by and see John, Font, Jeff, Scott at your local Glenn County Farm Bureau, or give them a call at 265-9175.
Once again, Bishop_show on Twitter. You can also see us on Facebook Live. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. The show will stream thesouthernsportsedition.com 24/7. Did Magic Johnson get LeBron James, or did LeBron choose the Lakers? Bishop_show at Twitter. And is it a good idea to break up with your fiance via text?
Let me tell you what LeBron did do this year.
Why are we still here?
These are facts.
You pick a topic. We're supposed to be two segments away from this, and we're still doing it.
All right. Well, LeBron did do. He led the 2018-19 Lakers to the NBA lottery. That's what LeBron did. All right. What's the next topic we're going to?
Golden State Clippers, Houston Jazz.
Golden State. I think they'll sweep the Clippers. I think the first round's five games, right? In the best of five.
This is no longer the 1980s. Okay. This is the whole point I've been trying to make throughout the seven-game series.
They'll sweep them.
And you still want to live in the 1980s where the Pistons are...
The Hawks are taking the
Pistons to a seven-game series, or to a five-game fifth and deciding final game in the first round of the playoffs. Those days are long gone.
I think the Warriors will sweep the Clippers.
Okay. So Warriors, Clippers, Jazz, Rockets, Portland, Oklahoma City, Denver, San Antonio in the West, and in the East, Milwaukee, Detroit, Boston, Indiana, Philadelphia, Brooklyn, and Toronto and Orlando.
Mm. The Rockets, I'm putting them on upset alert. Utah Jazz are a good basketball team, and they're kind of flying under the radar screen.
Upset alert for the Rockets, who are a 4 seed, and he's calling a 5 seed to beat a 4 seed.
Yeah, but they've got the MVP.
Upset alert.
They've got the MVP of the league, James Harden, and nobody's given the Jazz a whole lot of chance just because they respect the Rockets so much. Chris Paul's coming off. Can he stay healthy during the playoffs this year? That's the key for the Rockets. James Harden probably going to win the MVP in the league, and everybody's thinking that the Rockets are going to cruise in this series. I think it may go seven.
I just realized something. In my opinion, the only teams that have a real chance of beating Golden State are Houston and Utah, the winner of the 4-5 game. Think about this. If the Warriors get to the conference finals, can any of these four teams beat the Warriors in a 7-game series? Portland, Oklahoma City, Denver, or San Antonio. Can any of those four beat Golden State in 7 games?
Oklahoma City is one of those teams that, if they play up to their talent level, they could get to the NBA Finals. But will they? Will Westbrook have enough confidence in the other players around him to distribute the ball? And can Oklahoma City knock down jump shots?
All right, so I'm gonna go Golden State and I guess Denver in the conference finals.
Denver, that's another. Does Denver get a grace period being a number two seed, being that they're new to all this? They're playing the Spurs. If they were to fall to Spurs in the first round, would that this season be deemed a failure by them winning 54 games this year? Bless you. Would it be deemed a failure? I don't know. I think they get a little bit of grace period just simply because they're inexperienced. But I think they'll probably get past the Spurs. It'll be a tough series, though.
Okay, so I'll have to go Golden State, Denver in the Western Conference Finals. In the Eastern Conference Finals, I'll go Boston and Philadelphia.
Boston's playing the Pacers in the first round. And if they get past the Pacers, they got to beat the Bucks. And Boston is not beating the Milwaukee Bucks in a series. So I don't think Boston's one of those teams. If they don't get to the Eastern Conference Finals, I think the season is deemed a failure.
Yep.
But I don't know if they can get past the Bucks. Bucks are a team right now that's dangerous.
I feel like the teams that can beat the teams that can legitimately beat the Warriors in a 7-game series, the Rockets, the Jazz, the Bucks, the Celtics, and the Raptors, that's it.
I think the team in the East that if they play up to their talent level and they accept the roles and, you know, in the locker room, if they come together as a team and just play up their talent, the team that can cause some issues in the East are the Sixers. But I don't know if they'll gel come playoff time.
Trust the process.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines. Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates! The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Guys, make sure you get Mother's Day right. Your mom was your first special lady, and Mother's Day is right around the corner. Don't freak out. Go to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. No matter your budget, they have you covered. No better way to say thank you than something special from Cunningham Jewelers. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com. NatsLive.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
To admit, I was a little disappointed with WrestleMania and the Raw after WrestleMania. It just didn't seem very good to me.
I just heard the results of WrestleMania on the car ride down here this morning, so I was gone. I did watch a classic movie on the way back to the States yesterday on the jet.
The Matrix?
Nah, Braveheart. Good movie.
That was a good movie.
That was a good movie.
It's a little long for me.
It was long, but it was like a 3-hour flight, 3-hour movie. So I watched that on the way back. So good stuff.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch is brought to you by Pristine Water.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles. But did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roasts and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233. 166 Key Circle Drive.
I'm going to read some stats to you really quickly. Max Fried, ERA, 0.0. Sean Newcomb,
awesome.
1.64.
Good stuff.
Erodis Vizcaino, 2.25. Jesse Biddle, 2.35. Josh Tomlin, 2.45. Wes Parsons, 2.7. Kevin Gossman, 2.84. Luke Jackson has even rebounded, 4.7.
Okay.
And now we get into garbage time.
All right.
A.J. Minter, 6. Julio Tehran, 6. Chad Sabatka, 6.35. Kyle Wright, 7.07.
Ooh.
Bryce Wilson, 10.8. Shane Carl, 12.27.
Ouch.
And Johnny Venters, a team worst, 15.43.
Ouch. You got two starters with ERAs over 6. If I heard that list correctly.
Julio Tehran, Kyle Wright. Julio Tehran, Wright at 6, Kyle Wright, 7.07.
Ouch.
Kyle Wright pretty much after last night's start.
He's probably going down.
He pretty much raised his hand and said, I'll be the guy to go down when Fulton Davis is activated.
Yep, he'd probably go down to Gwinnett, probably work on his craft a little bit more, earn another call back up maybe later this year, but he's not ready yet.
He earned it in spring training.
Yeah.
He did have a couple of good starts.
Yeah.
Got to have more consistency than that. At this point now.
What do you do with Julio?
I keep pitching him.
I mean, really? I mean, if you're going to send Kyle Wright to Gwinnett, what do you do with Julio? He's been around for 6 or 7 years.
You have to, yeah. I mean, nobody's going to trade for him.
So we're back. Man, you know, I always
and around beat, and around we go with Julio Tehran.
I beat myself up. I feel bad. I even critiqued myself on the ride home a couple of weeks ago. I said, man, I'm hard on this guy.
I remember when you were picking Julio Tehran to win the Cy Young.
He would never, ever heard me say that on this radio show. You can go back through the archives, and that is never came. That's never. Those words have never been uttered out of this mouth.
Who would you think would be the Braves team leader in average?
Right now?
Yeah, throw out a name. Give me a guess.
Markakis.
Tyler Flowers.
What's Tyler batting?
455.
How many at bats?
22.
Okay. That's a good start for Tyler.
Freddie's next, 362.
Freddie's on fire. Freddie's just an underrated superstar. I mean, is he Do you think Freddie's known as a superstar around the league?
Yes.
Maybe quietly, but I don't think the media gives him all the props that he deserves. Do you?
I think he gets a – I mean, this is a guy that's every year mentioned in the MVP conversation. Yeah. So, yeah, I do.
Okay. Freddie, 362. Acuna's coming up quickly.
The Mets are 9-4. The Phillies are 8-4. Braves are 7-6. The Nats are 6-6. And the Marlins aren't even worth mentioning.
Yeah.
So Atlanta's in third place. Here's a scary thing, Braves fans. To this point, Atlanta's 0-5 in the division. Haven't won a division game yet, other than the Marlins.
Braves have to have any of these big arms signed yet, like Keuchel and any of these guys. Have they signed with anyone?
Not while you were out of the country. Kimbrel and Keuchel still free agents.
Man. Seems like somebody from the Braves front office would be blowing up their cell phones.
You can't. What are you going to do with Julio Teheran?
I know what I'd do with him. I mean, I'm well documented here on what I'd do with him. I'd send a moving van to his house 18 months ago. When I first started doing this show, I was sending a moving van to his house. But they're going to have to, if they're going to compete in this division, they're going to have to get us arm. A quality arm by the All-Star break.
Julio Teheran and Magic Johnson can move in together on Disappointment Lane.
No. Magic, no. Julio.
Neighbors.
No.
Julio Teheran and Magic Johnson, neighbors.
Magic's got 5 rings. Julio, well, I don't know what he has. He's got a 6.0 ERA. That's what Julio has. But Magic's got 5 banners hanging in the Staples Center.
Pierce County hires Ryan Herring, Jason Strickland to Ware County.
Colquitt yet to be named.
Colquitt yet to be named. Rocky Hidalgo will not be the Colquitt coach, as we have been told.
As we have been told. That's a good point there. But Coach Hidalgo's done a fine job at Glenn. Strickland, man, he's one of these guys. I mean, this guy falls into some good situations. Not fall, but he gets into some good situations. And he's walking into one at Ware County where, man, he could have a statue built of him in 15 years.
They're going to win a state title in the next 3 years.
I think they're going to get one. They are, you know, the state's going to reclassify. We'll probably go to 4A.
Oh, my God.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, SpiderX putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover, and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Guys, make sure you get Mother's Day right. Your mom was your first special lady, and
Mother's Day is right around the corner. Don't freak out. Go to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. No matter your budget, they have you covered. No better way to say thank you than something special from Cunningham Jewelers at CunninghamJewelers.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead. Online at foxespizzadowntown.com and keep up with specials on Facebook.